Breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com.
The info you need, the people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com.
No one ever said that running a business was going to be easy, especially advertising that business. So imagine getting a proven plan that would make it easier. An affordable plan that puts your business in front of your customers at home, in their vehicle, on their computers, and on their smartphone. You'll get traditional media, digital media, and a full-time staff that helps you every step of the way. And chances are this plan was wildly successful long before you started your business. We have a workshop that lasts less than an hour that explains how we can make it all easier. All you need to do is show up. Now that's easy.
WPKY is conducting a free marketing workshop that can help you target your business to the right customers. Workshops will take place June 11th with door prizes given away at every session. But hurry, spots are limited. Register at WPKYonline.com or call us today.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its. You can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
The Pink Pineapple hopes this morning's pause to reflect on our Pledge of Allegiance on WPKY reminds us all, the cost of freedom is never free.
Visit the Pink Pineapple, Princeton's one-of-a-kind thrift boutique, where history meets style. Every item has a tale, and every corner a promise of discovery. Explore collections of new and vintage furniture, home decor, and standout fashion pieces. But that's not all. Personalize your world with their custom vinyl and laser printing services. And don't miss their exclusive handmade tie-dye apparel, ensuring you uniquely stand out.
It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. A little bit later on, we'll talk baseball with Caldwell County head coach Josh Young. We're going to start the morning, though, talking about the track and field teams at Caldwell County. The regional meet was Saturday down at Murray, and we'll talk with Coach Steve Shaw right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY, coming your way every Thursday morning from the WPKY studios. Joining us this morning, Kaawa County track coach Steve Shaw. And coach, thanks for coming in this morning, and a good track regional for you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, we had a solid, great day. There's just a couple things where we didn't meet the expectations we had for the athletes and their performances, but across the board, you know, it was everybody was at or better than where they were coming into it, which is what we plan for. You want to kind of just build to the regionals is always the plan that I have when we come into the season. Get everybody going and then kind of see how things are going to fall out as far as event wise. You get down to that final, the regional, it's just two. Fortunately, most of the meets we go to during the year and the meets we have at home, I get four or five kids in there, and we kind of see how everybody's performing and how relay teams mesh and if I need to make some twists or turns there. But right when we come into those last couple weeks, the area one and then our meet at home and then going into regionals, hopefully we've got that set and everybody's peaking right as we go into regionals and going into state. And, we just kind of hit everything just about right.
Yeah. You guys came back with a team trophy.
Yeah. So, the guys, I knew we were close. We had a chance at being, top three or four. There's, you got Murray. It's always got a really good program. Fort Campbell's just a traditional powerhouse in track and field. And UHA's really started to build up a really good program down there. And I knew we'd be in the mix. But honestly, I didn't look at team score all day long. Some of the kids would come by like, hey, coach, we're in. Nope, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I'm just going to focus on one event at a time. And I know that sounds a lot like coach talk, but that keeps me from getting too wound up, honestly, and getting a little too excited. It kind of helps me stay calm and just focus on, okay, we're going to focus on the 100. Hey, we're going to focus on the 4x2. We're going to focus on the 400. We're going to, okay, let's go check on shot. Let's go. And I'm just going to worry about how each kid does. And if they do well, then at the end of the day, I know we're going to have a shot at it. And I knew we'd be close. And they went through, they announced all the teams, which is unusual. Usually they just announced, second and first because those are your runner-up and champions, and those are the ones getting the trophies. But they started at 12. So I had to deal with all that going through. And when they got, they said tied for third was Murray. And when they said UHA, that just left us and Fort Campbell. And I was very confident that Fort Campbell was going to be the champion. But it was pretty exciting. Kind of all the kids were a little stunned at first. They were really excited. Then they didn't know what to do, so I had to tell them to come get the trophy because on the guys' side, as far as you and I can tell, that regional trophy on the boys' side is the first in Caldwell County history. So
yeah, could not find another one. Don't remember another one. Now, the girls had at least one back in the 90s, but I don't remember.
95, 96 is as far back as I could find. You know, when I was researching, when I was putting together the school record board a couple years ago, going through there, 95, 96 are the only two that I could find for the girls. Mm-hmm. So just three in the past, you know, in the history of Caldwell County. We're going to work on that because, you know, there's been a lot of great athletes that have come through Caldwell County. And, you know, a lot of them probably, you know, have been gravitated towards baseball. You know, a lot of great football players, basketball players. There's been really good volleyball players and mm-hmm. soccer players have come through here. And now we're getting them over, you know, and I'm getting some of those kids into track. And it's not taken away. I mean, Caldwell County's had a great spring for sports. Baseball's had a good, solid season. And, you know, they've done a great job. And, you know, the tennis team, you know, Ryan, with everything mm-hmm. that he's done. And, you know, tennis has had a really good tradition, built up over the past probably decade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the girls' softball team is solid. You know, you come out, start your year beating Henderson, and then you give Madisonville a run for the money. And so somebody's going to have to deal with them in the regionals. Some champion's going to get, you know, Caldwell's girls, and they're going to be tough.
But overall, Saturday, a pretty good day for you guys down at Murray. Girls finished third, so didn't get a trophy, but that's pretty solid.
I could take it. You know, it's when we were in 2A, the top competition was a lot higher. You know, you had Callaway and Tillman. And Tillman, you know, that tradition speaks for itself. And we were pretty consistent in that three spot, and I was happy with that in 2A, being a small school like we are. I felt like that's about where we should be. Moving down to 1A, you know, you'd think, well, you know, it's less. But actually, you know, we went from having 7 teams to 14 teams in our region. And so while you might not have the big schools, you still have just as many kids competing.
Yeah.
And so your odds of having really good athletes. And we had some surprise performances, and we had some kids do what they were supposed to do. And I think a little bit of depth on the girls' side is really what cost us there. I think we get a little deeper there, we're gonna be right in that mix.
Now, I think you guys had 11 automatic qualifiers for state and a whole bunch of at-large.
11 and a whole bunch of at-large. Yeah. There's a couple that are just on the cusp. The way it works is there's 7 regions for track. The top two in each region in each event automatically qualify. So say the 100 meters. The first and second place in every region goes. And then they look at the next 10 fastest times across the state. Mm-hmm. And then those qualify as at-large to go. And we had a couple that are right on the edge. I'm kind of keeping an eye on a few things. Banashka Thomas in the triple jump, Jordan Norton high jump. I'm pretty sure that Emma Ward got in on disc. So there's just kind of two out there that I'm waiting on.
Yeah, and you mentioned a little bit there that first time in Class A for the Caldwell County track team, and that had to be a little different. First time we've been to Murray for a regional track meet.
We'd been to Murray. I went a couple years ago, went down there, and so we were familiar with the track, and I know it sounds kind of weird. It's like you're just running in a circle or you're jumping. But, you know, everybody's track's a little bit different. You know, ours has a little bit deeper layer of rubber across of it. They have more of what's called a latex track where they will lay asphalt, and then they just lay – you know, a quarter to a half inch of latex across the top of it. And it runs different. You can't quite dig into it. You don't get the response out of it that you would normally get from a fully rubberized track like Paducah Tillman's. And so McCracken has latex, which is one of the reasons why, I went there this year because I knew we were going to be at Murray and I knew what the track they had. So the kids, it's a little different because you can kind of hear your spikes clicking. Mm. And sometimes it'll throw kids off, why am I hearing this while I'm running? And so I wanted them to have some experience on it, and I think that that definitely paid off for us.
Well, we had all kinds of weather on Saturday. You know, it was cloudy and cool, and then it got hot, and sun came out. Then one event was run right through the downpour.
Yeah, they ran the 32, which of all the events is probably the one you can get away with.
Yeah.
Those are the kids that are moving the slowest. And you put the spikes on, and they grab pretty good, so you don't have to worry about the slipping or anything like that. And, of course, it wouldn't be a Caldwell County track tradition if Todd didn't show up and it didn't rain.
Yeah.
So
at least it wasn't 32 degrees.
Yeah, he meant that. Yeah, he didn't bring the coal with him. But, yeah, Todd was hiding out in the tent taking pictures as they were running. We're always glad to, we'll always have a spot for you in the tent with us.
Hey, I got some pictures while I was in the tent.
So, yeah, we
I was close enough to get some pictures.
Yeah, you had the lens working. I tried to keep everybody to the side, so make you a spot. But, we got through it. They ran the meet. They did a really good job. And, you know, they kept things, you know, right on time. And the kids had a good time. And we did well. And that's really what matters.
Yeah, we're talking this morning with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more here on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay tuned. 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For a store that's as unique as you, there's simply one thing to do. Head straight to the Persnickety Pig. Broadbent Square, Katie's. Make the drive soon. You will not be disappointed.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Got a news tip, community event, info, or picture to share? Text us at 270-963-9038. 1580-103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Help cool our communities. Donate fans or money today, and those in need will be assisted through PACS. Thank you to our sponsors, Cadiz Ace Hardware, Fredonia Valley Bank, Ackridge Farm Supply, Penny Royal Hospice, and Falders. Find out more at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw in the studio with us this morning. The Tigers finishing second in the regional meet at Murray High School on Saturday. Lady Tigers were third overall, but coach, you had some big individual performances on Saturday as well.
Yeah, we had, you know, some great, you know, it starts kind of with Cooper Mobley, you know, in shot and disc. Yeah, you know, the kid just dedicates so much time to it and works really hard. Wound up, you know, he pulled the first in disc and shot, and I think his disc, he won by probably 10 feet. Shot was 7 or 8 feet. When you come in and you dominate the region like that, that says a lot to you. You know, it's not the fact that he has the natural talent there, but, you know, the kid's just, he works all the time. He's just out there. You'll see him after football practice. You'll see him on Saturdays out there. I'm like, dude, you got to take a break. You know, dial it back a little. Let the body rest. But, you know, he wants to be great, and, you know, he works hard towards that goal.
How many events can you enter in a regional tournament?
As an individual, you can enter 4. And so, you know, that way, no one athlete really dominates or they overuse a kid. And so, you know, we've got a bunch, you know, Avery Wells on the girls' side, she's going in 4 events. You know, she qualified as an individual. She took second long jump 200. I think she's got a real good shot in medaling in both of those in state. And then, you know, she's kind of the anchor of our 4x1 and 4x2 team. She runs that second leg, which is, you know, people are like, why don't you put your fastest kid last? Like, well, if you watch track or you study it, that second leg actually has the baton the longest, so I want my fastest kid to have it the longest. And then some kids are just, they like to finish. You know, Shane Farrow runs the anchor for the 4x1, 4x2. Like, he likes to hawk guys down. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it just kind of naturally plays into what he likes to do. And, you know, then Avery runs the anchor for the 4x2 for us. But, you know, we've got a mix. That 4x2 team, they're qualified. And, you know, they'll make a run at the medal. I think the 4x1 team girls have a better chance. But, you know, I've got 2 sophomores, a senior, and an 8th grader running on that 4x2 team.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the guys, I think they've got a really good shot. Luke Maddox, you know, he came out this year. You know, kind of his goal was, he's like, you know, I want to be part of the team. I want to get a little faster for track. And, you know, the coaches on the football team are really good about, you know, sending kids mm-hmm. over to me. And they know that I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to send them back faster. And Luke has really, you know, he's put in a lot of really good hard work. And so, you know, Shane and Luke both qualified as individuals for the 100 and the 200. And I think Shane's got a really good shot at a medal in the 100, maybe an outside shot at the 2. I think Luke is going to be, you know, he's going to do well at state. I don't know if he's going to be in the medal, but I know he's going to show up and perform hard. And both those guys are a big part of our 4x1 and 4x2 teams that I think have real good shots at medals as well.
Well, and for the first time ever, we have pole vaulters going to state.
Yeah, that's not bad for a school that doesn't even have you know, a pole vault pit, you know, the pads and everything. But, you know, TJ Goodwin and
Max.
Totally forgot Max Eaton's name here for a minute. I'm going to hear about this at practice. Kayla, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I got it all written down in front of me, too, just because I had to bring a whole list in. But, you know, they go to Henderson, so they take time, their individual time to go. They wanted to try this. They asked me if they could go. Yeah, heck yeah. I'm not going to deny a kid an opportunity to go and do something. And, you know, TJ really, you know, she took to it. And Max, we went to McCracken. He's got a 10 in so far this year. You know, if he gets a 9, 6, 10 foot, he's got a good chance of meddling in pole vaulting, something that we don't even have here at the school. TJ, you know, if she's clean at 7, 6, 8 foot, she hits an 8 foot. She's probably going to medal. And, you know, for these kids to be even mentioned in contention for a medal at, you know, where they only get to practice it 1 or 2 days a week, and this is their first year, really speaks to kind of their dedication and work, you know, at that event.
Well, we mentioned the Class A Region 1 meet was at Murray High School. Is it typically at Murray? Because when we were in 2A, you could almost count on going to Paducah, Tillamook, or Callaway County just about every year.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of requirements for going to, you know, for hosting. You know, the KHSA is going to come in. They're going to check your track. Is it the right length? Is it marked correctly? Then they're going to look at, you know, is your high jump pit, you know, to regulation? Is your long jump runway and pit to regulation? And, you know, the big thing holding us back is the fact that we don't have pole vault. We've got everything else, and so we're just kind of that one event shy. And we were actually offered, you know, they said, hey, you guys are new, do you want to do this? And, you know, of course, we had to turn it down. But usually for A, it's going to rotate between Murray, Mayfield, and Fort Campbell.
Okay. Well, that was my next question, is what do we have to do to get in the rotation and get one here? Because, you know, for a long time, we didn't have any meets here, so to host a regional at some point would be a big deal.
Yeah, I think that's the goal from, you know, from Dr. Roach down. I think that's, you know, is to host a regional and, you know, to show everybody what we've got. You know, the teams that come, you know, just about everybody in the region's been here for one of our meets, and they all say the same things. You know, the track is really good. Our facilities are really nice. You know, we take care of everybody. You know, it's a good time. People like to come to the meets. We've got the laser timing system in place. So really, it's just the pole vault. But then you're talking about a pretty significant capital expenditure. And, yeah, we'd have to replace the hurdles, too, is the other thing that we need to really work on. And, you know, between the two, you know, you're easily talking about $50,000 or $60,000.
Okay.
Hurdles, you know, you got to have 85 of them. And those things are, you know, $150 to $200 a piece.
Yeah.
So you're right there at 14. Pole vault, you know, the pad's going to be $15,000 or $16,000 in the runway and poles. And so, yeah, you start getting into a lot of money real fast.
Maybe we get there one day, though, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, anybody in the community is feeling generous, you know, you need a tax write-off, I'm your guy. Come see me. I guarantee I'll put it to good use, and the community and the kids will definitely benefit from it.
When you start talking about having success as a track program, though, the first thing you have to do is get kids out, because when you start talking about finishing first or second in the region, it kind of becomes a numbers game. And the more people you've got going, the better the chance that you're going to accumulate points.
You got to score in everything. There's 18 different events out there, and you've got to score in most of them. And you've got to score well in a lot of those. And so you can't be, you know, just show up with three or four people and do well in a handful of events. You've got to have somebody scoring from 100 to 3,200. And you've got to have people scoring across the board in the field events and relays. You know, for us on the guys' side, the distance guys really picked it up this year. But we really don't score a lot of points, 800, 16, 32. And that's true boys and girls. And that's the one area that's kind of hurting us right now. And part of that, I think, is because we don't have cross country. And the reason we don't have cross country is just hasn't been interest in it. And, you know, you can't expect the school to support or have something where there's, you know, where nobody's going to do it. And, you know, when I came into track 6 years ago, the year before, there were 12 people on a track team.
Yeah.
And this year we had over 50. we're up on the guy's side, down a little bit on the girl's side, but I'm working on that. Some of the girls, you know, middle school kids I talk to, you know, they're playing middle school soccer, and I tell them, they're like, well, you know, think about doing track. No, go do middle school soccer, you know, go work hard, you know, for the team, play with your friends, have a great year. And of course, middle school soccer girls had a great year, and the guys had a solid year. And so, you know, I know I saw both coaches yesterday, and they're, you know, excited about what's coming up. And I tell them, it's like, when you get to high school, come see me.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'll just think of it as an off-season program for soccer.
Now, you've got the state meet next week in Lexington. What do you do to get ready for that?
It's just, you know, it's tough because of graduation and then everybody being out. Mm-hmm. And so this is really kind of the trickiest part of the year for me as far as practice goes. And, of course, weather in Kentucky is always beautiful. And because you never know what you're going to get. Today I came in, I brought my sunglasses and my umbrella. But it's, you know, getting kids there, working around graduation stuff with my seniors. Of course, you got kids that are going to want to go to graduation because they've got siblings or friends. And it's just, it's really scheduling. So, you know, we'll practice a couple of afternoons. Then Friday, we're going to practice morning after the seniors are done with their practice, with their graduation practice. And then Monday, it'd be about impossible to get anybody here on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And so Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll practice in the morning because that's most likely we're going to run. So we'll practice Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and then we'll take off Wednesday afternoon, head up to Lexington, stay the night, and then compete Thursday.
Is there a difference when you get the state as far as Class A from Class 2A?
It's the same. You know, track meet's track meet. It's, you know, it's just like a football game. You know, you got 60 minutes or, well, 48 for high school, but as an official – making myself look really bad right there. Well, Jay Davis, if you're listening, I'm sorry, buddy.
The NFL game is 60 minutes.
Yeah, so that's what I get for watching too much pro. But, you know, the track meet, you know, you got the same order of events. You got the same number of entries. And the state does a really good job. You know, they keep it moving along. You got to kind of be on your toes. You know, they're not going to wait for you. They're not going to call if you miss.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really well run, and they go through it, and the kids have a great time going up there, and it's a great reward. And, you know, in the past, it's been just going for us. Mm-hmm. And I have no illusions of competing for a championship, but we're going to compete for a lot of medals.
Yeah.
We should bring a lot of medals back this year. And that's, you know, that's the goal, you know, moving the program forward.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the great showing down at Regional, and good luck to you guys next week up in Lexington.
Thank you, sir. Well, hopefully I'll see you up there.
Yeah.
So
I think Scott Brown's covering
Scott,
it for us.
Scott's going to
be there.
I will give Scott a hard time for you.
Okay. So. Yeah. And he'll get some good pictures.
Yeah. He always does a great job. I like giving him a bit of trouble while he's up there. So.
All right. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
All right. Thanks for having us on.
That's Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. Again, the Tigers finishing second in the regional. The girls were third, and a lot of athletes headed to the state track meet next Thursday up in Lexington. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Caldwell County baseball head coach Josh Young in just a little bit. We actually had a chance to sit down with him yesterday afternoon and talk about the Tigers' big win Tuesday night in the 7th District Championship game. The Tigers scoring twice in the bottom of the 7th inning to beat Madisonville North Hopkins 2-1 and head into regional tournament play next week. Lady Tigers also headed into the regional softball tournament next week after finishing runner-up to Madisonville North Hopkins in the 7th District Championship on Tuesday. Stay with us. Coach Young's coming up next here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Charter Senior Living Community in Hopkinsville offers the best in personalized care and memory care services. Their community provides a unique and comfortable living environment tailored to each individual's needs.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
You only turn 130 once.
And Fredonia Valley Bank isn't slowing down the festivities. This month, they're bringing the summer vibes with Venture Rivers Season Passes. Jump on Facebook or Instagram or swing by one of the bank locations and register to win. They're making a splash with the drawing on May 24th, just in time for Memorial Day weekend and the grand opening of Venture River. Be part of the celebration and make this summer a memorable one with Fredonia Valley Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select L-Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $1,050. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
H&R AgriPower is your home for Kubota sales, parts, and service. Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. We're joined now by Kaw-Wah County Baseball Head Coach Josh Young. And Josh, some excitement for you guys against Madisonville North Hopkins in the 7th District Championship game Tuesday night.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you get a chance to play in a game like that, in district championship setting and an atmosphere, it's always going to be a fun environment. And I think our kids just really embrace it. And of course, they just went out and competed, and luckily the chips fell our way.
Yeah, when you look at that game, probably not the best or the cleanest game you guys have played all season, but the positive thing is the team kept battling all the way to the end.
Absolutely, yeah. I think anybody that was at that game or anybody that listened or kept up with it would agree that was, like you said, not our cleanest game, not the best game that we played all year. But one of the things that we preach to our guys and our team all year is we've got to be able to find different ways, multiple ways to win ball games, especially on a big stage like last night. And I think our guys did a really good job of finding a way and battling through adversity and at the end of the day, just coming away with a W, and fortunately we were able to hoist up the trophy.
Now, last year, Madisonville got you guys 1-0 out here at the VFW mm-hmm. ballpark in the district championship. So as the game is going along Tuesday night, are you kind of thinking about that loss last season?
It's in the back of your mind, definitely. We wanted our guys just completely focused on the task at hand, and I think we did a really good job of going into the game preparing and being focused on what we wanted to do and what was the plan and the game plan. But I think as a coach and anybody that was a part of that game last year, which was just a heartbreaker on your own field, it's a pitcher's duel, you do everything you're supposed to do, it just doesn't bounce your way. But I think it was in the back of our mind, whether we wanted to admit it or not. I think it was there, but at the end of the day, it was just kind of the message to our guys was, what's in the past is in the past, and we've got a choice ahead of us. Do we want to be a district runner-up, or do we want to be a district championship or district champion? And our guys made that decision there, and we ran with it.
But you guys knew going into the game Tuesday night, you're getting Madisonville's best shot right there because they remember last season too.
Oh, absolutely, and I think our guys know now, especially with as we've progressed through the year. Anytime you get a team that has been as successful as we've been able to be this year, especially with a record of, I believe, 27-6 or something along that lines, anytime you have a record that speaks for itself and you're winning ball games and you're having a successful year, there's always going to be a target on your back, and you're always going to get team's best shots. And so there's obviously no exception with Madisonville being a district rival, and our guys, I think, knew that going into the game. And they were prepared. Obviously, I think it took a little bit longer for us to kind of light a spark behind us. But I think deep down we had really good senior leadership, junior and senior leadership in the dugout and on the field that was able to kind of spark us there at the end and kind of get some stuff going and kind of swing the momentum our way so that we could come away with a win.
Now you're down 1-0, going to the bottom of the 7th. What's kind of the pep talk to get the team going?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's changed. Again, we preach a lot of these things to our guys, and I think the message is really don't change Don't try to change anything at the plate, at the field. What's got you here is what's going to get you there is kind of what was our message. And so I think we didn't really – we believed it, but I don't think we really embodied it until that the bottom half of that seventh inning. And I think you go back and you look at the box score and of that seventh inning, and I think they gave out a couple free bases and a few mistakes here and there, but wasn't the cleanest game by any means. But, I mean – a game like that, anytime you're in a close game, it's like I said, it's got to be what's always gotten you to where you're at is what's going to get you to where you want to go. And I think our guys embodied it and they embraced it, and they just made a choice. It's kind of neat. They came over the PA system in the bottom half of the seventh inning, right before the inning started, and the PA guy said, "Well, the presentation of the trophy of the district runner-up and the district champion that will be immediately following the game," or something along that lines. And our guys just kind of looked at each other, and they just decided, well, we're going to be one or the other, so we might as well be the district champs. And so that, I think we kind of just rallied around it, and we just went and we rolled with it and came out on top.
What were you looking for out of Carter Whittington there in that last at bat? You've got the bases loaded. Mm-hmm. They've got the infield in. There's nobody out, so you're in a pretty good spot. But you still got to get some runs in.
Right, yeah. Oh, gosh, I think you look back at the first six innings, it's like, we've got runners on base. We got them in scoring position. We just couldn't get them across the plate. And so that's kind of been the theme all night. But, man, when you get bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh with no outs, I mean, that's a pretty good spot to be in. And there really wasn't anybody better that we wanted up at the plate than Carter Whittington. Just the way that he's handled himself on and off the field, and has the way he's been a leader on the team, and kind of really these guys have kind of rallied around him and Cole Sloan and these seniors, and they just kind of ran with it. And so when Carter came up to the plate after David walked, and Carter came up to the plate with bases loaded, you kind of just had that gut feeling, because you knew it just took one swing of the bat. And so and Carter, I think, knew that. So he steps into the box with a really good approach. He knows what he wants to do. He knows his role. And so when they turned the lineup over back to Carter, you kind of felt this kind of almost like a sigh of relief off your shoulder, just because everybody trusts Carter. We love Carter. We believe in him. And so when he came up to the plate, I don't think there was anybody better that we wanted up at the plate at the moment.
Like I said, that's a great situation to be in. But just an inning or two earlier, you guys had second and third and one out, and everybody's thinking, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
But you failed to score there, and you had the big bats up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you look back in the fifth and sixth inning, I think the sixth inning, we got, again, second, third, if I'm not mistaken, again, with the top half of our lineup. And just undisciplined approaches at some point, or whether it was just weak ground balls, we just swinging misses, swinging at bad pitches, is just things we couldn't get ball in play and kind of didn't. But you know, you look back at it, and if there's hindsight's always 20/20, I'll say that. And so there's things that I could have done different, calling an offense. And I'm sure our guys, if you ask them to step up to the plate again, they'd change everything. But again, hindsight's always 20/20. But just trying to get runners across the plate was the goal, and we just managed to do that in the seventh inning.
Yeah, and I think you have to give Madisonville some credit, too. I mean, they got good pitching. They got off of the hook a couple of times, too. I mean, they showed up ready to play.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the kid they started, the Hogarth kid. I mean, for a freshman to get on the mound in that stage and pitch the way he did says a lot about him as a player, and just the attitude and the grit that he shows and the competitive nature that he has. And you know, their whole team, man, they've got some talent. They've got some young talent, and I think that's what's fortunate about this district is there's a lot of young talent across the district, across the seventh. And so I think this is a preview of just years to come, and especially, again, going back to Madisonville and their pitching. And it's just they've got three or four that's really good arms. They can throw it with a little bit of velocity. They can spot their fastball, and just at times last night, the ball kind of got away from them, and we just kind of took advantage of the free passes. And so, but again, just a credit to our guys, and also, again, credit to Madisonville's staff and the way they took the field.
You know, I did not realize this till just the other day when I looked it up. The last 13 7th District Championship games have been Caldwell County and Madisonville.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. You know,
and we're 9-4 in those now.
It's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. And so, yeah, you look back at the history of just the 7th District. I think even going back to my 8th grade year, which seems like ages ago,
yeah.
It seems like the only team we ever played in the district championship was Madisonville. And so you had a competitive Hopkins Central team, and but I mean, it was just the top two were just so far above everybody else. And so, man, just to speak of the balance, not the balance of the district, but the talent across those two schools is really really something that can be said about the district.
And here's something else I forgot to mention the other night. The district championship was Caldwell County's 34th district championship. Now, that goes back to the 5th district and goes right back to 1958, but that's a pretty good showing for that amount of time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could look at the Caldwell County baseball, and I'm sure you know all the stats more than I do. I have no idea, but if you look back to the stats and the records and things like that, I mean, this program has had a pretty successful history, just overall.
A lot more wins than
losses. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Of course, I'm not mistaken. I'm 34 district titles, yeah. two region titles, or three region, yeah, titles.
Four runners up.
Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely a successful history in the Caldwell County baseball program, and I think that obviously goes back years and years of just the early days of the history of the program, just laying the foundation of who we are and who we want to be. And I think it's just a credit of the guys along the line of just continuing that foundation and building upon it and saying, we're not going to change just because the times change. We're still going to play the game of baseball the way that it was designed and the way that it's meant to be played. And I think we're seeing the results of that.
We're talking with Tiger baseball head coach Josh Young. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Overspending on everyday items.
Hello? Is that a trick question?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
At the Big Deal Store, we believe in supporting local and helping you save money.
That would be so nice.
Everything you need at unbeatable prices. All in one place.
Oh, yeah.
Willow Pond of Eddyville.
Joshua Tree Boutique.
The Java Table.
Our Daily Bread in Eddyville.
Bella Marie Boutique.
Shop smart, save big, and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm ready.
Visit us today.
I'm happy to.
At WPKYonline.com.
The Caldwell County Tigers knocking off Madisonville North Hopkins 2-1 Tuesday night in the 7th District Baseball Championship game. The Tigers getting a couple of runs in the bottom of the 7th inning, and Tiger head coach Josh Young is with us. And coach, an outstanding way to win the game. I mean, exciting. But I think I'd rather have a boring 10-0 win sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's a lot less stressful, I'll tell you that one. But, no, I think you look back in any of the games, and I think anybody that has played the game of baseball would agree, you look at games that usually are lopsided. Obviously, it's fun playing the game of baseball, but, man, these games that are real close and come down to the wire, they're fun to play in. They're fun to coach. They're fun to watch. And I just think last night was just a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel baseball game that any baseball junkie or anybody that loves the game really just appreciated, just because it was two really good baseball teams going at it head to head, and it was just any baseball lover was that, I think that was their dream last night of just watching that game. And so, man, it was just a fun time. Well, pretty stressful, I'll say, as on my end. But I think I told a couple guys on the team, I said, man, if y'all keep doing this for a few more years, I'm gonna be bald by the time I'm 30, just because I'm losing my hair. But man, it's a fun game. It's fun to be around, and these guys keep it entertaining for sure.
But that's the beauty of baseball. When you show up at the ballpark, you don't know if it's going to be 2-1 or 12-11.
Absolutely.
And both games are just as legit as the other one.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at any other sport, you kind of got an idea of talent level and things like that. But man, baseball is just, people ask me, like, how's it different? I mean, the only answer I know is, man, it just is. It's just different than every other sport. You never know what you're going to get when you walk up to the plate or step up to the ballpark. But man, it's different. And I think that's what makes this game so great, is you've always got to show up ready to play. And if you don't, one, the game will humble you as soon as you start getting a little bit cocky. But it's just a beautiful game, and I think our guys just they appreciate it, and I think they're starting to respect it a little bit more as they get older and they progress through the program, which is what we wanted, which was one of our goals is when I took this job. And so really, really proud of them.
Now, you guys have used that loss to Madisonville in the district final last year all season long as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got them. How do you get juiced back up now for the regional tournament?
That's right, man. I think, Tuesday night, we won that game, and I told our guys, I was, man, we're going to celebrate it tonight. We're going to celebrate it for a little bit because this is what we worked for. And, you know, we kind of talked all year. We kind of had three goals. Goal number one was to get 25 wins, which was what we did. Goal number two was a district championship, and goal number three is a region championship. And so we're 2-for-3 right now, but I think our guys understand. It's great. 2-for-3 is pretty good, but it's not good enough for what we want and what we expect. And so our guys have a really good laser focus on kind of putting the blinders on of what we want to do. And you know, I think they're ready to get back to work and today and go at it and kind of get better and set their, obviously appreciate what we've accomplished, but move on ahead and get our sights focused on a regional tournament.
You look at the second region field this year, and nobody's really running away with it. Lyon County right now, mm-hmm. the top-ranked team, but you guys are right behind them. University Heights knocked off mm-hmm. Hopkinsville the other night in the 8th District Championship. Union County beat Henderson County in the 6th.
Yep.
So has it ever been more wide open?
I don't think so. I mean, usually in the years past, usually you've got one or two teams that's just head and shoulders above everybody else. But, man, this year there's four or five teams that could really go get it. And, I mean, you look at that, the 8th District, I believe, with Hopkinsville and UHA and Christian County. People forget about Christian County, which obviously they're not in the tournament, but, man, Christian County was a really good baseball team. But, I mean, just unfortunately how stacked that district is, they didn't get to make the tournament. But man, there's so many teams. Like you said, Lyon, us, UHA is playing really well, Hopkinsville is playing really well, Union. I mean, it is a wide-open tournament, which I think is really good for the second region of just having competitive baseball and just makes it a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable for fans and everybody involved.
The draw coming up is going to be big, though, because, you know, you could have a Caldwell-Hopkinsville first-round game. You could have a Lyon County-Hopkinsville first-round game. We could get Henderson County again this year like we did last year. So that draw is going to be everything, especially when you start thinking about who has to throw their number one pitcher where.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're looking at the three teams that we could potentially draw in Hopkinsville, Henderson, and Crittenden County. And you're looking at three pretty good baseball teams. And again, the draw, like you said, the draw is everything, especially come this time of year. Just trying to set out arms, and that'll be really interesting just to see how the draw lays out and who's where. And like you said, this time of year, you can't really afford to quote unquote throw off.
Yeah,
you've got to get your guys ready, and you got to go. And Coach Stallings and I kind of talk about this all the time, and he's kind of let me know. your relief guys that really haven't maybe seen a lot of innings throughout the year are going to be guys that are going to have to be counted on if you progress through the tournament, just because it's so much baseball in a short amount of time.
You're talking 3 games in 3 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking 3 games in 3 days against really good baseball teams. And so I think everybody understands that it's only going to get tougher from this point. And so but, man, yeah, that draw is going to be everything. Just really anxious to see how that works out and kind of who's on what side of the bracket and what time we play and things like that. But obviously that's can't control all the stuff, so whatever we get, we're going to roll with, and we're going to make the most of it.
You guys got to play over at Hopkinsville's field this year, mm-hmm. so you guys should be pretty familiar with where we're playing the regional.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you get a chance to go over to Hopkinsville, I mean, they've got really nice complex and really nice field conditions, and so I always enjoyed playing there. I think the last time I played there was my junior year, just in that regional tournament, but really, really nice stuff. Always a pleasure to play there. Coach Tipler does a really good job getting their field ready and kind of really good host. And so really excited to get back over there. And I think this year they're going back to how it was. Everybody's playing on Memorial Day.
I love that.
Which is, it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome. You get 4 baseball games in a day, and it's just, man, it's just a day full of baseball and no school. School's out, and everybody, you can just stay at the park and enjoy it. And then, man, it's a great day for baseball. I know that.
You guys have put up some big numbers this year, 27-6 the record. That's the second most wins in a season in school history. The 2016 team, which you're pretty familiar with, went 31-6. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good company right there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if this team has battled through so much adversity and to be quite honest, we're a pretty young team, and I think our team just goes out there and plays. I don't think they really paid much attention to just the outside noise of what's our record and people telling us how good we are and how all these things. But I think our guys do a really good job of just blocking out noise, and we just go play.
Yeah.
And I think that's a credit, again, to our leadership, just of these seniors that we have, of really taking in these underclassmen and showing them the ropes and showing them how it is that we prepare and how it is that we play. But, man, yeah, this team has accomplished a lot, and it's obviously that's stuff to be proud of. And I think they are, in the back of their mind, I think they understand just what they have accomplished, and they should. They should be proud of what they've accomplished, and they're going to take it in stride, but they also understand at the same time it's the job's not finished. Yeah. At the end of the year, if we come out on top, we come out on top, we can look back and enjoy it. But if not, if it comes short, then we'll learn from it and we'll move on, but we'll still appreciate and enjoy and celebrate the season we had.
Seems like it's a pretty loose bunch of guys, though.
It is, man. It's a really fun group to be around. You know, they all like each other. They're all friends. They all kind of are in the same friend group, and so it's a really good group that plays for each other. I mean, we talk all the time about playing unselfish baseball, and so I think a lot of guys coming into the season didn't really know what that meant. It's like, well, it's baseball. It's one-on-one. I swing the bat, I hit it, and I try to get on base. And so I think as the season has progressed, we've kind of understood, man, what does unselfish baseball look like just in the Caldwell County program? And I think these guys have really just embraced it, and they've kind of made it their DNA. And we joke all the time. They kind of give me a hard time. We like to play blue-collar baseball, what we say, and so they kind of joke about it, but man, these guys really have, they've made it, that's who we are, is we're blue collar, and we're going to get after it, and we're going to be gritty, and we're going to be the team that just, and we're going to outwork you. And so they have, and they enjoy doing that. That's just the type of kids that we have, and so they embody it. That's just who they are, and we just have fun doing with it.
Well, congratulations on the season. Congratulations on the district championship. That was a lot of fun if you were a Caldwell County fan, and appreciate you coming in. Good luck over at Regional next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
That's Caldwell County Tiger baseball head coach Josh Young. Again, the Tigers winning the 7th district championship 2-1 over Madisonville North Hopkins on Tuesday night. And the Tigers getting ready for the second region tournament over at Hopkinsville High School, which will get underway on Monday.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. The draws for the regional tournament are actually going on this morning, and we can actually tell you the softball draw for the second region tournament, which will be played at Christian County beginning on Monday. Here's Monday's first round games at 11 a.m. Henderson County will play University Heights Academy. In the 1 o'clock game, the Caldwell County Lady Tigers have drawn 5th district champion Livingston Central, so that'll be a big matchup right there at 1 o'clock Monday for the Caldwell County Lady Tigers. The 3 o'clock game has Christian County and Trigg County. At 5 o'clock, it's Madisonville, North Hopkins, and Union County. Again, that's the first round of the girls' softball regional tournament, and again, that's at Christian County High School. Kiowa County draws Livingston Central. The Lady Tigers and Lady Cardinals will play at 1 o'clock Monday. The regional baseball draw is up next, so we're probably not going to have that before we get off the air, but we'll have that for you later at yoursportsedge.com. We'll also have it on the WPKY Facebook page, and also be listening here to the sports a little bit later on today. We'll have both draws on there for you as well, but one more time. Kiowa County's girls will play Livingston Central. That game will be at 1 o'clock Monday at Christian County High School in the second region softball tournament. Also have one other note we want to pass along to you. For anyone interested in officiating high school and middle school football, there will be a meeting next Wednesday, May 29th at 6 o'clock in the Caldwell County High School Auditorium. So if you're interested in maybe officiating high school and middle school football in the future, be sure to check that out. Again, that meeting is next Wednesday, May 29th at 6 o'clock in the Caldwell County High School Auditorium. We do appreciate Coach Josh Young joining us on the show today, and good luck to the Tiger baseball team over at the second region tournament next week. And also appreciate Coach Steve Shaw, Caldwell County track coach, for coming by and being on the show today. Caldwell County's girls finishing third in the region. The guys taking the second-place runner-up trophy down at Murray High School on Saturday. And several competitors qualified for the Class A state track meet, which is going to be next Thursday in Lexington. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report here on WPKY. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.